Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, we're talking today a bit about the COVID-19 virus, how to build up your immunities in mind, body, and spirit, even relationally. You can build up your relational immunities by putting time into the things that matter. How do we build up our lives so that when the storms come, and they do, and we're in one, that we'll still be standing when it's all said and done. Well, every month we have our good friend Dr. Troy Sproul on the show to talk health and the healing process. So today we're going to talk about the virus and what he's seeing, what he's hearing, what he can give us as advice, as perspective, how not to panic and fear in a time of pandemic fear. And I want to just a quick caveat here. I say this every month, but Dr. Troy isn't here to diagnose you over the airwaves, and his advice isn't meant to take the place of your physician. He's always, he would say this as well, always consult your own doctor before making any changes to your program. So we'll talk a bit about the virus for the first few minutes, and then we'll take your calls. So phone lines are open. You can text or call with your questions and comments and concerns, and we're just going to work our way through this hour and just trust the Lord that He'll lead us by His Spirit. Here's the number for the text or the phone line, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And if you don't have a question, I have one for you. What's most troubling you now? Like, what part of this is scaring you the most or stirring you up? And also, we welcome questions, general health questions. Want you to know, thanks to my dear publisher, we're giving away a good stack of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. The book's all about inner healing, because what happens in our soul happens in our cells. And so many people are so caught up in anxiety and fear, not realizing that has a direct connection to your physiological health. So there are things we can do to steward our health, and we've got to steward our soul. And this really walks you through the issues of fear, anxiety, worry, insecurity, and how they impact you physically. So if you want in on the drawing, we're going to give a whole bunch of them away. I'm super excited about that. Just text the word book to 877-933-2484. That has to be a separate text, 877-933-2484. Quick announcement now before we get Dr. Troy on. Just want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for listening. And I'm just wondering, maybe you know somebody across the street or around the world who needs to hear what you're hearing day to day on Faith Radio. And if that's the case, I would just ask you to be a radio missionary, because once these live shows are over, they go to podcast very fast. And it doesn't cost you anything. You can easily share words of encouragement and perspective with someone who desperately needs them. So be brave. You know, a lot of us are isolated, and we need to be, but you can, from your place, shake the world. You can. And one of those ways is sharing truth with people who need it. So do that, would you? That'd be great. Let me tell you about my guests. We'll get him on the show. Dr. Troy Sproul is CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. It's located in Eagan, Minnesota. Dr. Troy loves God. He loves his family. He's passionate about health and the healing process. He's a great friend of the show. Dr. Troy, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is weird because we don't get to have you in studio. Everybody's kind of working remotely right now, but it's so good to have you. And I know you're hunkered down in your office right now. So thanks for giving us time today.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, change of pace.
Indeed. Indeed. It absolutely is. Well, you know this. We love to start by talking scripture. Wondering if you have a verse you've been thinking about these days.
Absolutely. I'd love for everyone to just rest in this one, too. It's Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked.
Oh, don't you just love God's word?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say about that?
We're going to see a lot of this around us right now, and the biggest thing that I can say is that we are not meant to fear. And so for us right now, this is just as it may sound bizarre, but this is such a beautiful time for Christians because right now we get to really apply our faith, and we know God is in control, and people are going to be asking why we're so calm in the midst of all of this, and our answer is God, and it's an opening to a conversation.
You know, I pre-recorded an interview with Max Lucado the other day that will air in a couple of weeks, and he's such a gentle, humble soul, and he said, I've just been spending time with the Lord, asking him, what about this crisis, Lord? What should we know? And he said, I got the sense that God is talking to the world and testing the church. And I'm like, wow, say more about that. And he said, talking to the world, he said, we've made an idol out of entertainment. Who would have ever in their wildest dreams thought all of the entertainment sources have dried up? And maybe as that time has, you know, as God has created some space, you'd bend an ear and you'd start to listen to him. And testing the church, you know, what are we made of? Do we believe this stuff? Are we people of the Word and of God's promises? So that really made me pause. But you are in the healthcare world and you are in the faith world. You live in both places. You're a scientist and a man of faith. Tell me your perspective on the virus, what you're seeing, what you're hearing.
Well, for me, I really honestly started in the science world first. And so if I'm being honest, a lot of people, science is almost a faith or religion to a lot of people. And they really take what has been shown in science as truth, and it's not. After being in the world, you can still see the benefit. And I'm a cup is half full type of person anyway. I look at people and I see their best values, and I see what they're capable of versus the things that's not good. And so when it came to science, there's still a lot of value there, and there's a lot of help, and there's a lot of good things that come for it, but it is not truth. So for me, my faith walk and my faith journey, it by far becomes the foundation that then allows me to discern through the science. And I have a different filter. So when I look at science, I put it through the filter of God first and say, is this how God intended? Is this how God created it? And if it's not, I question the science. And there's a lot of dirty science out there. And what I mean by that is it's just not accurate, but it's being portrayed as accurate. An example in this case might be the fact that we did get a lot of data from China that we just don't know if it was accurate. And as it's turning out, it probably was not accurate. And so we can't necessarily trust that data. For example, they did release that this was not something that spreads from human to human at one point. And so we now know that's not true. And so we're looking at a lot of the data. And when it comes to making decisions in the healthcare world, there's a lot of good information that we have and know, a lot of decisions we have to make based off of what we see scientifically. But I tell you what, I could not make those calls as effortlessly as I'm doing if I didn't have my faith.
Wow. And what do you want to say to someone who is, you know, there's so many things I want to ask you about. But what do you want to say to the person who is so stirred up in fear that they can't seem to settle themselves down?
Well, I understand, number one. And number two, I just want to say God has got this. And there is more going on here than just the healthcare component. There are certain things that happen in life that we can't explain in science or the healthcare world. And as a Christian, I just look at it and say, well, that's God. And we as Christians can see when God is doing things, when God is working on people, with people, through all types of things. And so there are things here that don't quite make sense as far as just a pure science world or model. And you can see that there's God's at work. And so if you are very, very stirred up, there are some things, some facts that I will throw out as far as what we've been observing. And just know that, again, it doesn't change anything about what we're meant to do. So when you said earlier about just the church being tested, that feels right. Because truthfully, if everything is going really well, it's easy to be faith-filled and just living by the word. When things are wrong, it shouldn't change that at all. Or when things are really, really much, much tougher, it shouldn't change that at all. And a lot of people end up going to God when things get really, really tough. We see that. That's just some a lot of how these things occur in life. So if you are wound up, there's something I wrote down earlier this morning. I wrote down, at times like this, you can use your creative mind to worry or to innovate. And so it's an opportunity as well for us. The way we're made and we're wired, our creative mind, if we let it go based on all the negative statistics that we're seeing or hearing, then you could really create some damage in there. And God tells us to guard our thoughts. And so things like what we're talking about right now, I really do believe that's going to trigger a different way of thinking for some people. And sometimes it can happen so reflexively because you're watching the news or you're listening to certain people and you just have a reflexive reaction. Well, it's important to catch yourself and say, wait a second, that does not align with Scripture. I'm not supposed to be in this state right now. And it requires just that mindset shift, that conscious thought of, I'm going to go back to the Word. I'm going to go back onto God's promises.
What you're talking about is guarding your heart with all diligence. And how diligent have we been? And I'm going to pause here, but Kev came home one day, the other day, and he said, I've been praying for all the families who've been kind of workaholics, scattered, overcommitted. Now they're home, that they would actually start playing games together. They'd actually turn face-to-face. That somehow we would take the lemon and make lemonade. We'd turn towards each other. These are opportunities for great, great things. As hard as this is, Denise writes in, we're advised to not use ibuprofen for fever and aches associated with COVID-19. What can we use, especially for children? Got some other questions for you as well. Talking to Dr. Troy Spurl of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. We welcome your questions via text or phone. The lines are open, 877-933-2484. And I got a good old stack of copies of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. I'm super excited about it because it's all about inner healing in a way that affects your physiology. And I pray it's a word in due season for you. It's not a light read. It's a deep one. You can text the word book if you want in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. My good friend, Dr. Troy Spurl, joins me every month to answer your health and healing questions. Today, we're talking about the virus, but also how to shore up your life. And that song I chose because the goodness of God. You know, thankfulness is actually great for your physiology. Worry and fear are very destructive to your health. We're taking your calls, your texts, your questions. I've got, thanks to my publisher, I've got a good stack of copies of my book, Fully Alive, to give away. And the chances of you winning are actually pretty great. And if you're hunkered down and you're kind of practicing isolation, which many are, maybe turn the TV off for a while. Read a book that will bring some healing to your soul. We're hearing great testimonies about it. Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. Just text the word book if you want in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. So I think it's Denise who asked, if we're advised not to use ibuprofen for fever or aches associated with COVID-19, what can we use, especially for children? What do you say?
Well, the first thing is I actually heard Dr. Fauci, the lead immunologist on this. He expressed that he didn't see a lot of medical evidence that was true, but there are a couple research articles that we found about 2 weeks back. Our head researcher here at Synapse he's been diving into it and has come up with a lot of information, and we'll be publishing some stuff of that too for people, just so they have that. But the research did show that it does slightly increase the likelihood for the virus to attach to the receptors. And so we also found, this is just a heads up, that lisinopril, the medication, the blood pressure medication, also is a predisposing factor to increase the sensitivity of those receptors. And we do see that that's one of the side effects anyway, as far as lung conditions. So that's one of those hidden ones that hasn't really made the media too much, but we did find some evidence that it can affect it. Now, with that being said, you don't want to stop a fever. So I want to kind of walk people through this. Fever is your immune system's reaction to fight off the infection. Now, we don't know if the fever is coming from coronavirus. In this, the CDC released their statistics, and this year about 80% of the flu-like symptoms where people got tested for the flu, 80% was not the flu. So there are a lot of reasons why we get flu-like symptoms, and so it's important to let the fever run its course to a certain degree. So our cutoff point is when you start to get above 103 degrees. When you get 103 degrees, then you can do some of these natural processes. You want to stay as hydrated as possible. You don't want a fever to go on longer than a couple days. But generally speaking, if you can keep it below 103, the immune system is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Now, there's a couple tricks or things naturally you can do to help. The sitting in a lukewarm bath is good. It shouldn't be cold. It should be lukewarm. Giving yourself a sponge bath with lukewarm water is something you can do, or giving them a sponge bath. Making sure you're wearing light-fitting clothing. You don't want anything tight, and you don't want anything too hot. You try and avoid using, like when they get the chills, try and avoid using extra blankets to get them warm. Let the chills do their thing. So basically you want the chills to be doing their thing, you want the fever to be doing its thing, and then that's how you can start to speed up the immune system response. You don't want to slow down the immune system response. Make sure to stay hydrated. That's one of the biggest things. Plenty of cool or room temperature water, because as they get the chills, as they're sweating, you're going to lose some of that water, and your immune system needs that water to swim around with. Now, one of the things we do that can be also good that they will like is giving them popsicles. So now, I'm not a fan of sugar popsicles, so what we do is we take a drink like Dynamic Fruits and Greens, which is a healthy fruit and vegetable drink, and you make it up, and then you freeze it.
Wow, brilliant.
Into popsicles, yeah. So you're giving them antioxidants for their immune system while you're cooling down their fever. That's one
because
of my favorite
sugar,
little ones.
That's fantastic. I was going to say, sugar is inflammatory, and your body is already in inflammation, so you don't even realize you're pouring a little bit of gasoline on the fire there. So,
Yeah, exactly.
What's the name of the greens that you taught, fruits and greens?
Generally, any fruits and greens drink will work, okay. But we use Dynamic Fruits and Greens.
Very cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. This listener wants to know, is it true you can have the virus and not feel any symptoms? I've heard you can be a carrier. How is that?
That's very true. And that's, so this virus is a little unique in that it is actually not that lethal compared to other more severe viruses, but it can spread very, very quickly. So it's not that lethal to people who are not susceptible. So the younger population can definitely walk around and not even know they have it. And that's why they're behaving like they're behaving as far as the quarantine. Because there are people that could be pretty much asymptomatic who are carrying it and give it to someone who is more susceptible, and that's really the problem. That's
so
really the challenge.
Sad. Wow.
Yeah, and there are some genetics associated. So people, you might hear of the outliers where there's a 30-year-old who gets it, who's in critical condition. And so there's a few outliers. It really has to do with cardiovascular system and lung system and some predisposing factors that way. So usually, though, if you've compromised that from smoking or from some type of other lung-damaging scenario, then that's when you're going to be more susceptible.
You know, I missed the press conference yesterday, but Kev mentioned that they expect to see a significant spike in diagnoses that's going to jump the curve up significantly because of backlisted data. So, in other words, they didn't have enough tests, so they were taking all these samples, and now that they have the tests, they're running them through the tests, and so you're going to see this major spike, and they don't want people to panic. They're going to, because it is, you know, it's still affirming that people are getting it. But maybe say a word about just having a right perspective on that.
Yeah, so be prepared because you're going to hear a lot of data coming. So like you said, it's going to be like a little bit of a tidal wave of information. Now, when it comes to this whole scenario, I want you to hear it this way. It's likened to forecasting the weather. When they go and do a weather report, there's different models. And one model may call for a severe storm that dumps 16 inches on us. Another model may say it's only an inch and a half. And usually it lands somewhere in the middle. Well, that's not any different here. And with this scenario, and I heard, I believe he's the lead immunologist at Mayo, and he said it brilliantly. He said, it's kind of like reading statistics from a baseball player as well, where you're getting all these stats, and even with all those stats, you can't necessarily predict what's going to happen. And so it's all still probability. So what the CDC's job to do, though, is to tell us what is worst-case scenario and how to prepare for it. So, of course, that's what we hear on the media is worst-case scenarios. And there are other models out there that show that when we get all this testing back, there is a chance that it'll be fairly flat. Now, do we expect that? No. So we want to... The way to think about it is to for everyone is to prepare for the worst but expect the best. And so as things come on, we get more data this weekend, you're going to be probably seeing a pretty good spike. But what happens in the following 7 to 10 days, 2 to 3 weeks, most is going to be really what tells us what we're going to be looking at. And the thing is, we have multiple models. We have South Korea, we have France, we have Italy. And right now, we just don't have the information, so we don't know which way we're trending. But we'll know more each and every day. And so we do expect, because we just put out 1 million tests, that we're going to get the information back probably starting tomorrow, quite a bit more. Now, I do have family that works in the hospital system. And I'll give you an example. Just 2 days ago or earlier this week, they had tested 1,500 people, and 34 had tested positive for coronavirus. Of the 34, none of them were admitted because their symptoms were that mild.
Wow.
So, but those 34 are now quarantined, or at least should be, because they can spread it very easily to people who are more susceptible. I believe right now the last number I saw is that we have 6 people in Minnesota that might be in hospitalized for it. So we don't have any update on that scenario. But the hospitals where my family works, those were some of the numbers that we got. So right now that part's looking really good, but that can change on a dime because we're going to get a lot more information. Mm-hmm. And we do expect it to spread pretty quickly, but we also don't. Right now, there's a 98% chance that everyone's going to be okay who gets it. So the numbers and statistics are showing that part of it is good.
Hmm. So and, when we come back, I'm sorry, we're going to pause here. But when we come back, we are going to dig into how to shore up your life, how to shore up your immunities. And I think it's just concern for others. If you're strong and healthy, concern for those with autoimmune diseases, compromised immune systems, where you break the chain, it can't keep growing, can't keep connecting. Lisa asked this, how do you stay informed with the latest news about COVID-19 without becoming overwhelmed and anxious about it? How do we steward our input? We'll talk about that as well. Talking to Dr. Troy, and we will be back in a moment. Can I get an amen? Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson talking to our good friend, Dr. Troy Spurl. We get him on once a month to talk health and the healing process. And today we're talking about the COVID virus, how we shore up our lives. But I want to just say a special thanks to my publisher, Bethany House, because they've provided a big old stack of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish, Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's all about inner healing and how what happens in our soul happens in our cells. And I cannot say this emphatically enough. Stewarding what's happening in your heart and in your soul is great, great immune booster for your health. And I just want to read this quick little excerpt. The chances of you winning a copy are significant because we've got a big old stack to give away. So you can text the word book book to 877-933-2484. And here's just an excerpt. When fear attaches to our experience, it's hard to separate the two without intentionally doing so. Since fear is a spirit and it's not from God, it's worth your time to consider your triggers and where they're coming from. Is God big enough to deliver you? Yes, he is. Is he strong enough to defend you? Yes, he is. Is he loving enough to stand with you in your mess and claim you as his own? Absolutely, yes, he is. Ask God to show you where fear is hidden in you. Go after the lie behind the fear and find the Prince of Peace there, waiting to comfort you and lead you to new places of freedom. Hey, we welcome your questions by phone call or text today, 877-933-2484. This dear listener wants to know, how do you stay informed with the latest news about COVID-19 without being overwhelmed and anxious about it?
You know what? That's a great question. I'm going to answer it this way. This is something I had lots of time, but I had to practice with as a healthcare practitioner, because when I first started, I would sit down with people, and then I realized very, very early on in my career that people were coming in and they were just talking about everything that was wrong in their life. And that's my job, is to listen to everything that's wrong in their life. And so it's not all that different. So I had to realize very quickly I had to still care about them. I still had to be there for them, but not take on what they were saying. So I developed a methodology, if you will, of just hearing the information, and everything that they were saying was a neutral event. And I had to, in the beginning, literally say, as I could feel myself getting worked up about a situation, or sometimes people would be talking about how they were getting abused at home, and just the emotions that would be welling up inside me, I had to, at first, just look at it and say, it is a neutral event. And that's where I had to go to be able to then discern through the situation to ultimately help them. So when it comes to the information you're being given, it's just information. It's not truth. There is no truth that you're going to see when it comes to the data about the coronavirus.
Be kernels of truth, and there might be conjecture and projections, and
And it changes so rapidly that you can get caught up moment by moment, and all of a sudden you're having this emotional roller coaster where the people that are delivering the information, they've already moved on to the other aspect. And keep in mind, the media is not the medical world. You can see a big, big difference. When one of the medical practitioners comes on, Dr. Fauci is an example, and they ask him questions, you can tell. The gentleman is just very stoic and just answering the questions. He's not bringing emotion into it. There's no agenda, and he's just giving you what he knows at the time, and he's confused by why you're asking all these other agenda-related questions, whereas the media's job is to entertain. And so they're actually a very poor source for us to get our information. So the only thing I can say is if you have someone like Dr. Fauci on there, or one of the doctors that they're interviewing, then you're probably not going to get triggered as much, unless they're throwing things out there that are fear based. So same thing when I'm watching these things, I look at everything, and I want you to almost put yourself in a doctor's position or a scientist's position and just look at it and say, that's interesting. It's a neutral event. It means nothing. But as you take time to reflect upon that and put it through God's filter, then it allows you just to analyze it a little differently. Now, I had years to develop that, whereas now people, if you haven't been doing that, you've got, a couple days and stuff. So it's easier said than done. But and sometimes you just have to turn it off and find someone who can give you the information in a way that you can get the information and still feel calm afterwards.
And let's not underestimate the fact that we have a very real enemy who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
So what he's not accomplishing through the virus, he is accomplishing through the spirit of fear. The Bible says it is a spirit. So let's go back to the press conference yesterday. The doctor had said, up before a certain point, every lab could only do about 8 tests a day on this COVID virus. But we've been working, they said, around the clock. Now they've increased that number exponentially. So she said, what you're going to see now is a massive spike in, you know, corona cases. But these are lots of people who are, like I said, they're kind of backlisted samples. And I'm thinking a number of those people probably got it, got better, and have moved on. But if we hear a report and it's framed in such a way that the sky is falling and the fear that it stirs up, you can see where the enemy just got his way. So this is why I feel like it's – I love what you're saying. Filter things through. I just think – God has given us a spirit of discernment, and we've got to measure our input so we can discern. You know, I want to switch gears if I can. Kev made this interesting observation this morning. He said that, you know, crisis always shows what's in us, how we've been managed things up to this point. And he used a bunch of examples. He said he had read some reports this morning from financial experts who said, you know, our economy was really in such a good place that when this crisis hit you know, they're predicting we will bounce back, you know, and there are times in our history when maybe our economy was not in such a good place and something, it took us longer to bounce back. And Kev's like, all this talk we've been doing about our physical health, and this is why you come on the show every month, because we're trying to convince people when you're not in a storm, nurture your health, care for your health. So when the storm comes, you'll not only weather the storm, but you'll bounce back. I mean, it really is. Crisis shows what we've been doing all the time leading up to it. Speak to that, if you would.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things where we're just behind the scenes when we're talking. We met for 30, 40 hours as a team to discuss, okay, what does this mean? What does this look like? What's best case scenario? What are our new protocols we have to establish? Our waiting room chairs are 6 feet apart. And we're talking about the likelihood of the clinic having to be closed and how are we going to operate. And we went into the innovation mode versus the worry mode. And for us, one of the things that came out is, and you know myself, even in times like this, I tend to joke because I believe sense of humor is very important just for the health and just overall. And I said, what if we did a talk after this is all said and done and we just labeled it, I told you so, and that was it. And it's about lifestyle. So for 20 years, I've been talking and lecturing about healthy lifestyle, and this is why. This is one of the reasons why why I've talked about that, because I very early on in my career realized that when people can develop a healthy lifestyle, then it serves you so in so many ways. And as I became more grounded in the faith, I realized that a healthy lifestyle is really all we're talking about when we're realizing that God gave us this temple and we're meant to take care of the temple. And so there's truth in all of that. And we know that the body is, it's mental, chemical, and physical, and there's a spiritual component that just backs that all up. And so as we pay attention to what's happening mentally, physically, and chemically, and we just make little corrections, then that's when the miracles happen. And I have found that how God made us and how we're designed, we see what happens in the world. It gets almost reflected in the world. Like even the internet and all of these things that we have now, it's very, very similar to how God made us. How we're designed, we're seeing a lot of these processes out in the outward world. So when we talk about the economy and things like that, if worst case scenario happens with the economy where it completely crashes, then I look at that and say, man, is God going to do good things with this? Because as he rebuilds it back up, it's going to be better than anything we ever had before. The perfect example is everyone's saying South Korea has the perfect model right now. Well, the reason why they have the perfect model right now is because they did early testing. And the reason why they did early testing was because in 2015, they had a very severe MERS outbreak that they MERS is that Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, the coronavirus. It's a different form of the coronavirus. And they had a bad outbreak in 2015. And so a lot of their systems and processes are now established because of that outbreak in 2015. We're going to have the same thing now after this, established because of what we're going through right now. But even worst case scenario, and what we're learning. And, and if the economy crashes, guess what? It's going to be rebuilt, and you're going to see God work through people. And all of a sudden, people are going to be shifting from selfish to selflessness. And you're going to see miracle after miracle after miracle financially and with people. And people will be hugging each other because they don't have to worry about a virus. And they'll be lifting each other up, and they'll be donating money, and they'll be helping each other. What a better way for God to bring people together
I need an amen.
Go through this.
Can I get an amen? Give me somebody. Give me something here. Give me an amen. As you're, I'm just like jumping out of my chair. You are preaching the word. And that's the thing is there are facts and then there's the truth. And the truth is God's word and it's living and powerful. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking of that passage. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and increase your store of seed and enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so you can be generous on every occasion, resulting in the praise and thanksgiving of God's people. In other words, people are thanking God that you exist. So this is where we are at. And we're getting the amens. Come on. I love it so much. This is, friends, can you see the difference of even what it does to your soul to hear the truth? He's a comeback God. He's a breakthrough God. And we belong to him. And I want to pause here because David has been waiting on hold, checking in from Hartford, Connecticut. And he has a question for you. I want to make sure we get to it. Hey, David, thanks for holding. You're on with Dr. Troy.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. I just happened to turn the radio on when she was talking about receptors and lisinopril, and I take lisinopril right now, and I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing. It's been doing its job, and I've been adjusting my diet, so I don't really think I need the doses that I'm taking, but I just wanted to know if I should continue to take it or continue with my diet and try to go without it for now.
Good question. I can't tell you to stop taking it, number one. Number two, don't stop taking it, simply because of this one piece of evidence. Now, I'm going to say, so my wife is a respiratory therapist who works in the hospital, and she does have to work on people who have been taking lisinopril, and there are, if you look at the side effects, people can be doing fine for 10 years, and then they can end up with pretty complicated lung issues because of lisinopril. So not everyone. The numbers are low, but it's a risk factor. And it's one that not a lot of people know about. When it comes to the receptors, we know a couple things about the receptors based on the research. People with lisinopril are more susceptible. If you have any concerns, I would reach out to your doctor. Right now, I don't know if it's a good time to be making changes with medications at all, but if you have concerns after this, definitely reach out to your doctor. There are other medications that are similar without that level of side effect that he or they may be able to help you with, and they may not feel that you are high risk, but if they check lung function and some other things and you're doing really well, then you may be fine. The other receptors, just in general, they found that the receptors that these coronaviruses will attach to, the type of receptor in the lungs, they are more common in men than women. They are more common in Asians than Caucasians. And so that doesn't mean necessarily that if you're a female, a Caucasian female, that you just won't get it. You can still be immune compromised. But when you look at who is passing away from this, who's dying, it is men are more common than women, and the other risk factors are very much associated with lifestyle stuff. So, and in Italy, the numbers, this is just my personal opinion, but I believe the numbers from Italy are going to be a little skewed because Italy has the most old people over 80 in all of Europe. So the elderly population is the highest. They also have a high percentage of people living together, their parents living with the families. So the spread can happen a lot faster. And so it's kind of like the perfect storm in Italy, if you will, as far as when they got it and the risk factors. So I hope that answers your question, but I'm really hesitant to even change anything up during this time, but I want people to at least know about that so that they can investigate it and make good decisions with their doctor about it.
David, we just pray God's richest blessings on you and that God will give you wisdom and he'd protect you in the days ahead. And if down the line that God would have you make a change, that become very clear to you and your doctor. We have to pause here, and we're going to talk on the other side about antioxidants like glutathione. Someone texted in. They know their stuff, asking about different antioxidants. And if you're available, Troy, I'd love to keep you on for a little bit after the live show just because we've got a few more questions. If you can. If not, that's okay.
Yes.
But we've got a lot of amens. And I want to just again say thanks to Bethany House. They provided a huge stack of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, and Spirit. If you enter the drawing, you got a great chance of winning. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484. Here's a prayer for all of us from the book. Father in heaven, you are a star-breathing God, and you live in me. I refuse to live in fear because it is not from you. By your great power, deliver me from this fear. Take away my sense of terror, dread, and angst. Fill those places with hope and expectancy. You are greater than my fears, greater than my circumstances, and even greater than my own tendency to control and self-protect. Rise up within me, God, so I can soar with you. Grant me a faith miracle. In your name I pray. We'll be back in a minute. So much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson talking to my friend Troy Spurl, who joins us on the show every single month to talk about health and the healing process. And today we're talking about COVID and about our response to it. We're going to be getting here now to antioxidants and ways to shore up our lives and our health. And we have so much that we haven't even had yet. But I just want to thank you so much for your text, your questions. You're so sharp. You're so amazing. And a special thanks to Bethany House. They provided a good old stack of copies of my book, Fully Alive, Learning to Flourish Mind, Body, Spirit. It's about the soul and cell connection. And if you want in on the drawing, just text our book to 877-933-2484. So I love this anonymous question. If you have time, ask Dr. Troy. I've heard the antioxidant glutathione could be very beneficial to help fight COVID-19. Should I come to contact with it? Is it true? Would it benefit people to take supplements with extra glutathione? Can I reap the benefits by eating glutathione-rich foods? What do you say?
Great question. Glutathione-rich foods, it's more what we call cysteine. So the answer is yes, eating cysteine-rich foods is very important. These are sulfur-rich foods, so if you want to Google that. Glutathione, there's no research that shows it directly impacting that. No research I've seen, and my researcher has literally gone through probably 1,200 journals and research, like on the hour. He's gone through a lot, so he's gone full time into researching just this one thing versus everything else. So, glutathione, though, having said that, is the strongest antioxidant in the body. It helps. Or one of the strongest antioxidants in the body. So it helps removal of a lot of other chemicals and a lot of other garbage. And the best way I can say it is when we get a virus, many viruses like chickenpox or like cold sores, those are viruses, they're like prisoners. And our immune system are like guards. And the guards will take the prisoners, the viruses, and put them in the jail cell, but the jail cell door is always open. And so if their guards are there doing their work, the virus stays in the cell. But if stress happens or the guards are busy doing something else, working on something else, that's when the virus rears its ugly head. That's why we get cold sores when we have stress. The virus comes back out. That's why we get shingles later in life when we have other stressors, mentally, chemically, physically, whatever they are. So glutathione helps almost feed the guards. So it helps with the other parts of the body that the immune system is busy working on. So by actually helping support your glutathione levels and increasing your glutathione, it won't directly impact the virus, but it'll help the immune system response so that there are more immune cells to protect you against the virus, if that makes sense.
One more quick question, then you and I are going to start talking a little bit about just shoring up our lives. Michael says, my brother who takes Humira for the past year for has been taking Humira for the past year for his rheumatoid, decided to stop the injections until this thing passes. Was that a safe move for him?
Humira is immunosuppressive, so it just depends how his immune system bounces back. So by itself, it's hard for me to say that, but I understand why he would do that. So anytime you're taking a medication that suppresses your immune system, you are immune compromised. And so how quickly the immune system bounces back is a different story. So I've not seen any data on doing that and how quickly the immune system bounces back. I understand why he would do it, though.
Okay. All right. So I just stumbled on this passage. I've been reading out of the Amplified version of Scripture lately just for a fresh angle. Psalm 97:11. Listen to this. Light is sown like seed for the righteous and illuminates their path. I want you to picture that, friends. Light is sown like seeds for the righteous and illuminates the path. Picture Jesus just tossing these seeds on your path that are actually little seeds of light to illuminate your path, and a repressible joy, irrepressible joy is spread for the upright heart who delights in his favor and protection. So, Kevin, I've been thinking about that. How can we scatter these seeds of light so people can see that God is good and his promises are true? And quick example, Troy, so I want you to talk about just these are ways we build up our immune system, not only in our bodies, but we build up our communities. But he had to go get some cables and cords for some remote work and all that. And there was this dad who was so anxious because he was with his sons who were just acting like boys. They weren't out of line, but they were touching things. And he's like, stop it, stop it. And he was getting so worked up. So Kev just thought, I'm going to scatter a few seeds. And so he says, man, he goes, you are a couple of fine young men. And he looks at the dad and he goes, you're doing an amazing job with these guys. I mean, this is a lot of stress. I'm sure you've got to be home now and you're working with them. And he just affirmed him. But anyways, Kev said, on a dime, this guy pulled his sons close, put his arms around him, and just start to affirm his sons. And just I want you to speak to this because I'm hearing people, Christians, making predictions that someone in their family will die from this virus. And I'm like, you are not just saying that. I mean, there's something to be said about walking in faith right now. So speak to it if you would.
Absolutely. And that image that you just laid out is that is the faith walk that is healthcare. I'm going to say it that way. When you don't rely on just the science to dictate everything, and it's a faith walk, because there are times when we have to make decisions that go against what the data says, because I'm trusting God versus the data. And it's served me very, very well to this point in my life. And it's that's the imagery that we say, that God will light our path. And it's on God's timing always, but he will light our path. We have to be looking for that light. And a lot of times we literally will turn away from the light, look behind us where the darkness is, and say, why isn't God helping me? Hmm. Or why am I not being protected? So I 100% love looking for where's God lighting the path. And that's a lot of what we're talking about here. When it comes to actually taking care of ourselves right now, there are a lot of basics that will just serve us. Being in Scripture, just bringing some peace to your mind and your heart is great right now. Being with your family and laughing is also serving the immune system. If you're in a place that has sunlight, getting out and having that sun be a part of your daily experience when normally you'd be in your office is a gift. Vitamin D is something that helps our immune system quite a bit. Make sure you're drinking lots of water and sleeping deeply, especially for those people who don't get to sleep. Practice it like you would going to the gym as far as getting good at sleeping. And so there are things that you can do for your bed, with your mind that can help with the sleep. All these little things help serve us. So we spoke last month on how to eat right, how to sleep right, how to drink right. That is all the things that helps our immune system. The things like antioxidants, like glutathione and vitamin D, how it supports the immune system. Vitamin C has been very effective in as an antiviral. These things help the natural mechanisms that God put inside us work better. And so just putting it all together, it'll look different for each and every one of you. And the more you stay connected to where the light in your path is, the more you'll find out what your path looks like. And it may be different than the person next to you.
And that's the thing, is God will instruct you in the way you should go. Because he's at your right hand, you will not be shaken. And so I said the data is data, and it's going to be still deep. Thank you for this. So we so appreciate you and your perspective. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
There he is.
Yes.
I want to say thanks again to my publisher for providing a good stack of Fully Alive. If you want in on the drawing, just text the word book. 877-933-2 8:4. But remember this, God is with you, forsake you, be wise, perspective, build up your immunities, and as Dr. you may come through this more health conscious and conscious than you were before. Make the devil sorry he ever messed with you. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Middays with Suzy Larson. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. And never miss a show.